Well, good morning. Happy Easter to everyone here. He has risen. He has risen indeed. So praise the Lord for that. And we just come with that celebration in our hearts that we serve a risen Savior, don't we? And we praise the Lord for our blessed Savior who has risen from the grave. Couple announcements as we begin here. If you have your bulletin, just take note there. Of course, Lee always puts the birthdays in there for the next month, and so be sure to take note of that. On the back, you'll see as well, we're still making announcements about the North River Community Women's Prayer Breakfast, and there is a sign-up sheet there, I think, on the kitchen door. If you would like to participate in that and be a part of that, please please sign up so that they have an idea how many will be there for that. And so women, take advantage of that. I think they've always had good speakers, and it's just a good morning there with the other ladies in our area. Always very inspirational. I hear good things. So I hope that you sign up. I guess I'm not a woman, so I can only say so much here. But I hear good things. And so ladies, take advantage of that opportunity to worship with other ladies in the community. Also notice there, spring cleanup day. Women, this is a great way to get out of spring cleanup as you just go to the women's prayer breakfast. But we will be having the spring cleanup so that the guys can come to that. Of course, anyone can come to the spring cleanup, and we encourage people to come. I believe there's a sign-up sheet as well for the spring cleanup. I think they're just trying to get an idea of how many jobs they're trying to tackle that day. So if you can come and be a part of that, please do. Lots will happen outside the church, inside the church, and the more hands, the more we'll get accomplished. So I hope that you take advantage of that. Note a leadership team meeting this week. For those that are on there, on that team, please take note of that. Are there any other announcements that you'd like to share? I guess one that I would just add is just a big thank you to all those that helped make the Lenten services throughout season of Lent a success. I know many of you have come and participated in that. We had a blessed season of Lent together. And we had some really good inspirational speakers. Of course, all the meetings were held right there at Sangersville Church of the Brethren. And we'll do it again next year, so you can look forward to that. And we hope that many people will continue to participate. Any other announcements? There's a prayer inside there on that insert. And I think we'll just kind of, I'm going to share this prayer with you. I have you bow your heads, and I'm going to share this prayer. It's an Easter prayer. It says, "Dear Lord, we celebrate you this day. We rejoice because you have risen from the grave. You are alive. You defeated sin and death, and by your stripes we are healed. Through your death we find redemption and new life. Because of your great love and sacrifice, we can have salvation and eternal life. We praise you for who you are, and for all you've done. We thank you that we have a risen Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen." We're going to have special music now as for the prelude. And Jean Armstrong, she's not able to be here. She's going through more treatments for cancer. But she came in. But when she had strength to do it, she came in and she recorded this music. There is a fountain, and she is going to. We're going to share that with you now for Jean's special music. We're so thankful that she could do this. You can really hear Gene's heart in that music, can't you? And our prayers continue to be with Gene, but we thank her for that special music this morning. It blesses our heart. Why don't we stand together for this morning's call to worship? You'll have this, you'll find this inside your bulletin. This coming from portions of Luke chapter 24. It says, on the first day of the week, certain women came to the tomb bringing spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. And then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And they were greatly perplexed about this. And behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And the angel said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? For he is not here, but is risen. Let's turn in our hymnal to page 220. He lives. He lives. Page 220. Well, y'all sound good this morning. Wow, we are rocking this place. Yeah, that's good. That's what we need to be doing on Easter Sunday, don't we? Okay. All right, a couple of, I want to just share with you a couple of prayer requests that I hope you'll be in prayer for these people this morning. Got a call earlier from Everett Gardner, and he, of course, was planning on being here this morning, but was having some different health issues. His blood pressure was elevated, and he said he couldn't make it. So he asked that we would be in prayer for him. And so I would just ask that you put Everett Gardner on your prayer list and just be praying that that blood pressure will come down and that he'll feel better. Also, Lee Landis was not feeling well this morning. Got word from Alan that she's not feeling so well. And so if you would you put Lee Landis on your prayer list and be in prayer for her? Also, we thank you for the prayers for Aiden as he was away traveling. He got home on Friday, and so we were so blessed to have him back from all his journeys in Texas and around. And so we just praise the Lord for his safety, and thank you for all your prayers for him. Also, if you would, put Betty Cupp on your prayer list. And I seen Wayne here. He's here somewhere, but Wayne and family are here. And so, Wayne, we welcome you and your family. And certainly we lift up Betty this morning and in prayer for her. Are there other prayer requests or praises that you'd like to share? Anyone else?
I'd like to continue to pray for the firefighter.
Yes, the one that... Okay.
And his wife has just passed away, just maybe not even a month ago, and there's two small children.
Okay.
Involved. So.
Absolutely. We're not sure. We had last week we were praying for this individual, a firefighter that was in an accident. A tree fell on him. So if you would just continue to pray for this individual, God knows exactly who he is, and certainly we lift him up in prayer this morning. Thank you. Pauline. Absolutely. Margo.
Open heart surgery in April. So just keep her in your prayers.
Thank you, Pauline. Margo, certainly be in prayer for her for surgery, open heart surgery. Thank you. Kelly Cook, would you put him on your prayer list? That's Robin's husband. He had a procedure to have a pacemaker installed, and so I think he's doing well, and certainly we just lift Kelly up in our prayers for his recovery. Other prayer requests?
Lois Emsweiler.
Lois Emsweiler.
Yes, she is in hospice care at Bridgewater Home.
Please bring prayer for Lois. Anyone else? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do too. I'm glad you said something.
Thank you for the youth.
Yes.
Praise the youth.
Yeah.
Y'all coming out this morning and supporting the youth and the hard work that they do. You can tell they put their heart and soul into everything they do together. They're an awful team together. They work together like a zipper does. I mean, when you put them together, they just do it. And the job is sealed.
Yeah.
So, praise the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise Let's the give kids. Them a round of applause for just. They did great. And there were so many of them involved this morning. So if you got the chance to be served by them this morning at the breakfast, you were blessed, and we're blessed to see them a part of the church. And so we just thank the Lord for all that the children are doing. And Kenny and so many others, I guess the list goes on. I'll miss somebody, but we appreciate all the youth leaders that are working to help with that, all those that just step up and just find a way to serve and to help the children. So, yeah, we just praise the Lord for that. So, anyone else? Joanne, yes. Yes, it was.
Beautiful
sunrise, a beautiful morning. And we had Senator Emmett Hanger brought the message this morning. He said, he said, I'm not a preacher, but I do have a message to share. And he did. He shared with us a beautiful Easter sunrise message. And we praise the Lord for that. And yeah. Yeah, a little bit. the year I had to preach it, well, I've preached it twice, but there was one year that I preached sunrise service, and it was 10 degrees, and yeah, it was cold, so he was really blessed. He was very fortunate, and we were all fortunate because it was such a beautiful morning. So, yeah. I tell you, we had, I think there was at least 7 or 8 ministers there, I think, 7 ministers. Yeah, what a blessed community of faith we live in. I tell you, we are very fortunate to be here in the North River District, to have all these wonderful churches around us that are serving the Lord and willing to work together to accomplish the mission of the cross and sharing the good news of Jesus. I tell you, we are blessed. And as a minister, I am so blessed to have those other ministers around me as well for support, guidance. And yeah, it's just wonderful. We're so blessed. And I think when you come to those events, whether it's the Lenten services or whether it's the sunrise service, you get a sense of that, that we're working together to achieve the same goal. So thank you, Joanne. Anyone else? With that, I'm going to call on our ushers to come forward now to collect our tithes and offerings. Let's stand together in prayer. I have to mention another blessing I have this morning is to have Pastor Gerald Sanger here with us. And he's stepping away from his church to be here to lead us on the organ. And so just a blessing to have Gerald here. Be sure to thank Gerald for being here and leading us with the music this morning. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you again for this wonderful Easter Sunday that we've already experienced from the sunrise service, Lord, to the Easter breakfast, Lord, now to the worship service here. Lord, we're just so blessed to be in your presence and to be here with one another. Lord, and you've told us where we are gathered, where two are gathered, Lord, you are there. Your spirit here is among us. So, Lord, we know your presence is here, and Lord, we just give you thanks this morning. Lord, we praise you and we praise your Son, Jesus. Lord, he died upon a cross for us. He bore our sin there upon Calvary. And Lord, he was buried, but Lord, he did not stay in the grave. Lord, to prove his victory over death and over the grave, he rose triumphantly. Thank you, Lord, for the victory of the resurrection in our life. Lord, we are resurrection people because, Lord, you have risen first and foremost. Lord, we seek to praise you in all that we do here this morning, and Lord, to glorify your Son Jesus as he so deserves. Lord, we pray a blessing upon the offering this morning. Lord, just bless your offering to do your work, Lord. Lord, that it might bring you glory. Lord, these things were offered unto you, and Lord, we pray that you are blessed by them. Lord, we pray for those upon our prayer list this morning. Lord, you know each and every situation. Thank you, Lord, that we have a personal living Savior that we can come to with our troubles, with our concerns, with the concerns of others. And Lord, we know that you hear our prayer. And Lord, we just lift each person here mentioned, and even those not mentioned, maybe those names within our heart and our mind, Lord, that we just lay upon your altar here now. So Lord, we just give you all praise. Bless us as we continue on through this service. And again, Lord, we just praise your Son, Jesus. How sweet is the name Jesus. Lord, just thank you so much for him. And we praise his holy name together. Amen. You may be seated. Well, it's my blessing now to be able to call on the Moscow Choir to come forward and share with us in song. I had all intentions of joining them this year, but with sickness and I don't think my voice could have held up. I wasn't able to join them, but I look forward to hearing what they have prepared for us. And thank you each for coming and sharing. And Janet, thank you.
We're missing a couple.
Maybe there's more sickness, yeah, unfortunately, maybe. But, well, I know one in particular, Everett. We certainly miss him this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir. You did a great job. You're missing a couple numbers, a number of people, but that's okay. You did great. And thank you. You did wonderful. Janet, thank you so much.
Miss Keene was feeling good that day.
Yes, she definitely moved right along quickly with that, didn't she? Yeah. It's my pleasure now to turn over to the Children's Church as they're going to share with us their Easter presentation. So, Kenny, I'll turn it over to you.
Now, while the kids are getting their stuff together, they're reciting a poem. The poem is called The Cradle and the Cross. And each kid will come out and they'll be holding up a picture. The picture is a picture of their vision of the sentence they're reading. So each one of them, what they're reading is what they felt, and they drew it there. So we'll give them time to come around and get in line. But the little ones don't climb steps very fast.
In Bethlehem's manger first cradled the king, and angels glad news to the shepherds did bring.
The blackness of the lightning being the sun, like the sun.
As God gave to mankind his wonderful one.
But when on the cross as a sinner Christ died,
with nail-pierced hands and with spear-riven side,
the brightness of noonday was turned into night.
And men smote their breasts at the sorrowful sight.
Yet Bethlehem's cradle and Calvary's hill
were all in the plan of God's infinite will.
The cross and the manger were made for this king.
In heaven forever his praises will sing.
Today Christ, the light of the world, will come in
and cleanse any heart with its midnight of sin.
His presence will banish the darkness of night
and brighten the soul with his heavenly light.
All hail then to Jesus, our Lord evermore, as man of all nations, Savior adore.
To Bethlehem's infant, to Calvary's king, our deepest devotion and homage we bring.
He is risen, he is alive.
Before you go, let's see if you could hold the pictures up one more time so everybody can see them really clear. Didn't they do a nice job? Yeah. Great job. That was wonderful. Yeah. Aren't we blessed with just a wonderful group of kids of all ages? And they do work together so well, don't they? Well, we're blessed. We thank them for putting that together, and the choir as well for what they shared with us this morning. Okay, if you have your Bible, why don't you turn to Matthew chapter 28. Look at Matthew chapter 28. Looking at the resurrection story quickly, because we're just going to share briefly because we have communion as well, and so we want to be able to fit it all in. But I'm going to read down to verse 8, starting at verse 1, chapter 28, Matthew. It says, "Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. As the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men, but the angel answered and said to the woman, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified, but he is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. And there you will see him. Behold, I have told you.' And so they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word." Now, I think just for me, that last part there, they were full of joy. And isn't that how we find ourselves this morning? Just filled with joy that we serve a risen Savior, that our Savior is not in a tomb. He's not a bunch of dead bones that have turned to ash, but he is risen and he is alive. That the statement that the children made, he is risen, he is alive, I think that's a perfect sermon title. He is risen. He is alive. Those two statements are what we proclaim, isn't it, as Christians? That we serve this risen Savior. He is risen. You know, that separates Christianity from every other religion. There's no other religion that has an Easter. Hinduism doesn't have an Easter. Judaism doesn't have an Easter. Buddhism doesn't have an Easter. Islam does not have an Easter. But Christianity does. We have an Easter. We have a risen Savior. And that's what makes Easter so special and makes us so different than any other world religion. You know, there's an estimated 4,200 religions in the world. But there's only one empty tomb, friends. Only one. There's only one man who has conquered death, sin, and hell forever. There's only one way to heaven, and his name is Jesus. Praise God, we serve a living Savior. Without the victory of the resurrection, the message of Jesus would probably have been forgotten into the sands of time. Without the victory of the empty tomb, the suffering of the cross would have been seen as nothing more than another senseless death of an innocent person. Without the resurrection, the sacrifice of the cross would be meaningless. You know, for death itself, really, it's not victory. No matter how well meaning the sacrifice, no matter how noble the cause. But our gospel does not end with a dead Savior, does it? It starts out looking pretty grim with Jesus being crucified and hung upon a cross, died and then placed upon a tomb. But our gospel does not end there. It does not end at the tomb. It ends with a resurrected Savior who here in the Scripture says He's headed to Galilee and He's going to be showing Himself to many people there in that place. You know, this Easter morning we rise again to the good news of a resurrected Savior. Praise God. He is not here, the angel said. He is risen. Come to see the place where He lay. Paul said, O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? We are victorious in Christ because He rose from the grave. And then the second statement the children made is, He is alive. Jesus is alive. That's a second shout of triumph, isn't it? Jesus is alive. We serve a living Savior. God is with you. I think many of the hymns we sing on Easter morning kind of capture the beauty of having that risen Savior in our life. He lives, we sing. We serve a living Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always there. Praise God. He's always near. All the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ, your King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find, for none other is so loving, so good, and so kind. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. This is the part I like. He walks with me and He talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart. Isn't that a beautiful hymn? And the hymnist is capturing what it means to have that relationship, that friendship, that one-on-one with a risen, resurrected Savior. We don't serve some deity that has no interaction with us. We have a living Savior that walks with us and talks with us and carries us, loves us, picks us up when we're hurt, or sad. He is there beside us. You know, second hymn, and we're going to end on this one together, but it's because He lives. The chorus captures it so well. Because He lives, we can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because He lives, He holds the future, and life is worth living just because He lives. Isn't that beautiful? We know our Savior lives. You know, no matter what tomorrow might hold, no matter what we face, we don't do it alone, do we? I feel sorry for those that have to walk through life without that friend in their life, that person that they can turn to and know that they are there at all times. They're never alone, but Jesus is with them. We can face any difficulty knowing our Savior is there. He lives. All fear is gone in our life because He lives. Because He lives, no matter what the future holds, we know He holds the future. And life is worth living just because He lives. Jesus has risen, hasn't he? He is alive. He's risen. He is alive. Amen. Thank you, children, for the sermon this morning. As they brought the sermon, really. He is risen. He is alive. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your risen Savior. Lord, thank you so much that He is our Savior. And Lord, He is alive. And Lord, we have that one-on-one friendship with Him, that personal relationship with Him in our life, because, Lord, He is alive and well today. Lord, thank you so much. We know He lives because we know He lives within our heart. Father, we praise His name here this morning. It's in the name of Jesus we pray these things together. Amen. This morning, we're going to have communion. I'm going to ask the deacons to come forward now and prepare the bread and cup. And the way we've done this in the past is that I will have you kind of single file from the front of the church, come up and receive the bread and cup, and then you will go back around to the outside of the pew and kind of back in that way, and that will help us kind of get everyone forward in single file. If you are a believer, and everyone is welcome to participate, those that believe and want to receive communion, you are certainly welcome to do that. Big thanks to the deacons for getting this ready for us. As Gerald begins to play, I'm going to have you stand. And then single file from the front, you'll begin to come forward. Thank you. take them two back. It says in the scriptures that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us pray a blessing upon the bread. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for what this bread represents. Lord, before there was your cross and even before your resurrection, Lord, you set at the love feast and you shared with us this element, Lord, that we are to remember. Even as we take of the bread, Lord, we remember that you were willing to suffer upon the cross, that your body, like this bread, was broken for each one of us. Lord, thank you for the sacrifice that you made for us upon that cross. Lord, thank you for the sacrifice of your body given that we might be made whole. Father, we thank you that this bread represents your broken body. And as we receive it, Lord, we receive that sacrifice that you made for us unto ourselves. Father, bless this bread, I pray. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. The statement of faith for the bread is this bread which we break. This bread which we break is the communion of the body of Christ. Is the communion of the body of Christ. Take and eat. The scriptures say that in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes again." Let us bow our heads for a prayer blessing upon the cup. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that where there's no shedding of blood, your scriptures tell us there's no atonement for sin. But Father, it was through your precious blood that this blood atoned for all of our sins, and that the new covenant is written not upon what we do or how good we are, but it's upon your gift and your sacrifice of your life there upon the cross. Lord, that's what this represents, this crimson color, Lord, represents your blood and your life that was given for us. Father, thank you that you were willing to suffer and die for our sins, for the sins of the world, that we might be saved. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this cup and which it represents. Lord, we pray a blessing upon this cup now as we receive it. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. The statement of faith for the cup is this cup which we drink. This cup which we drink is a communion of the blood of Christ. Is a communion of the blood of Christ. Take and drink. In the front of your pews, you'll see there's a little holder. and you can put the little cup there. Remain standing. We're going to close in our final hymn. And it's Because He Lives. Page 213. And let's share this song together. Page 213.
God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to
Lord's here in Moscow, right up there in the heaven this morning. Boy, you guys sound so great. Because He lives, praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads in prayer as we go. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank You. Thank You so much for our risen Savior. Lord, I pray each and every person here has that personal relationship that we've shared this morning. I would dread to think that one person should go through life without that friend in Jesus that they can have, that friendship, Lord. They need that help. I pray right now, any person that hasn't receive Jesus in their heart, Lord, that they would do so now. Lord, they would confess that they are a sinner, yes. But Lord, that You have died upon the cross, that You have given Your life, sacrificed Your flesh and Your blood, that they might have life. Lord, thank You so much for the salvation that You give us through that. Lord, we receive You into our hearts once again. Lord, we receive Your Holy Spirit. Lord, we profess that we are serving You now. Not seeking our own way, but Lord, seeking Your way in our life now. And Lord, we confess we want to be a disciple of Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father, for the salvation that You give each one of us because of Christ. Bless us, I pray, this week as we go. Thank You, Father, for this glorious day. It's in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.